Chapter 5. Welcome to the latest episode of our podcast series, where we explore the rich philosophical insights of the Bhagavad Gita. In this episode, we delve into the fifth chapter of this timeless scripture and uncover its profound teachings on the art of renunciation. Now, when we talk about renunciation, it can often conjure up images of ascetics living in remote caves or wandering monks who have renounced all worldly possessions. However, the Bhagavad Gita offers a more nuanced understanding of this concept. In Chapter 5, Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna that true renunciation is not about giving up action or withdrawing from the world, but rather about acting in a spirit of detachment and offering the fruits of one's actions to the divine. Krishna says, "One who performs his duty without attachment, surrendering the results unto the Supreme Lord, is unaffected by sinful action, as the lotus leaf is untouched by the water." In other words, it is not the action itself that determines whether it's binding or liberating, but rather the attitude with which it is performed. When we act with a sense of detachment, offering the results to a higher power, we are freed from the karmic consequences of our actions. But how do we cultivate this sense of detachment? Krishna goes on to explain that it requires both the practice of yoga and the cultivation of knowledge. Yoga, in this context, does not refer to the physical postures that have become popular in the Western society, but rather to the spiritual practice of union with the divine. Krishna explains that the ultimate goal of yoga is to focus one's mind on the Supreme Self and engage all activities in the Lord. This involves developing a deep awareness of the divine presence within us and around us, and aligning our actions with that higher purpose. As Krishna says, the yogi who is established in self-realization, who is balanced in mind, and who sees everything in relation to the Supreme, achieves pure devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In addition to yoga, knowledge is also essential for cultivating detachment. In this case, knowledge refers not just to intellectual understanding, but to a deep realization of the true nature of the self and the world. Krishna explains that the world is made up of three gunas or qualities: sattva, goodness; rajas, passion; and tamas, ignorance. These qualities are present in all things and influence our thoughts, actions, and emotions. But the ultimate reality, according to Krishna, is beyond these qualities. It is pure consciousness, the source of all existence. When we realize this, we are freed from the influence of the gunas and can act with detachment. Krishna says, "He who is beyond the three modes of material nature, who is unattached, and who realizes the Brahman, attains to the highest state of peace." So in summary, Chapter 5 of the Bhagavad Gita offers a profound insight into the art of renunciation. True renunciation is not about giving up action, but also about acting with detachment and offering the fruits of one's actions to the divine. This requires both the practice of yoga, which involves aligning our actions with the divine purpose, and the cultivation of knowledge, which involves realizing the true nature of the self and the world. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, these teachings offer a powerful reminder that we can find freedom and peace not by withdrawing from the world, but by engaging in it with a spirit of detachment and devotion. But how do we practically apply these teachings in our daily lives? Krishna offers some practical advice in Chapter 5, suggesting that we can begin by cultivating a sense of equanimity in the face of pleasure and pain, and by practicing detachment from the fruits of our actions. Krishna says, "The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries." This verse reminds us that the ultimate purpose of our actions should be to please the divine, rather than to satisfy our own desires or ego. When we act with this intention, we are freed from the anxiety and suffering that comes from attachment to worldly pleasures. Krishna also emphasizes the importance of self-control and discipline in the practice of detachment. He says, "The embodied soul is disciplined by the mind, which is situated in knowledge, and the senses are restrained from their objects. Then one becomes situated in transcendental knowledge." In other words, we need to train our minds and senses in order to act with our higher purpose, rather than being swayed by our impulses and desires. This requires a certain degree of discipline and self-control, but the rewards are immense. Ultimately, Chapter 5 of the Bhagavad Gita offers a powerful reminder that true happiness and liberation can only be found by cultivating a sense of detachment and devotion to the divine. By practicing yoga and cultivating knowledge, we can begin to see the world in a new light and act with a sense of purpose and meaning. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, it can be easy to become overwhelmed by the demands of work, family, and social obligations. But by embracing the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, we can find a source of strength and inspiration that can guide us through even the most challenging of times. So whether you are a seasoned yogi or simply curious about the deeper aspects of spirituality, we encourage you to explore the rich teachings of the Bhagavad Gita and discover the timeless wisdom that lies within its pages. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast, and we look forward to sharing more insights with you in the future. Until next time.